I think you get the picture. There's a Melbourne chocolatier with a hands-on approach to making artisan chocolate, and he's won a prestigious international chocolate award. Monsieur Truffle is a small boutique chocolatier in Melbourne with just a handful of staff. Sue Ahern visited the home of Monsieur Truffle and spoke to the wholesale manager, Caleb Fitzgerald.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell us about your chocolate business?
We're a 10-year-old chocolate, handmade and artisanal chocolate company operating out of Brunswick East. And we've been sort of gaining a bit of traction over the years due to our really amazing small batch chocolate.
So how did you start?
Started as just a one-man operation at Paran Market, and then moved to Collingwood, and there was a small cafe, and we were more chocolate melters at that time. That was when I came on board, and then we, about 5 years ago, started over here in Brunswick East. We began doing bean to bar, wholesaling, and really widened the products. And then after that, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we started offering more organic products, and now have more vegan products, fair trade products, and really expanding even further.
So how are you doing so far?
Going really well. It was definitely harder in the first few years, and you're trying to find your feet and also just, you know, elbow your way amongst the community. but I think we've earned a name for some of the things that we've done, and certainly on a flavour profile, being having that small batch, we have a lot of control and able to put forward a premium product.
Can you tell us some more about your philosophy behind the company and the sort of chocolate that you make?
We really have a strong belief in premium quality ingredients and a lot of care taken. So when it gets to the end and gets to someone's mouth, it should be the best experience that we can provide. So that comes down to we'll order, you know, berries and fruits from New Zealand or Australia. We get nuts from Italy. We, you know, get whatever we can from the best place we can find, provided it's, you know, in enough supply and organic and fits our guidelines or fair trade. And aside from that, we just get the best thing we do and handle it the best. Sometimes it's letting those ingredients shine themselves and not doing too much.
You're even hand-wrapping the chocolate. How does that work?
It happens laboriously and very slowly, painstakingly slowly. So it can be, we try and use recycled paper for a lot of things, biodegradable plastic if we're using that. And we print in-house. From there, we wrap in-house. All of that is slow. So not only the production side, but the wrapping side is slow, but it's carefully done. It's done to a level that we're happy with both parts. If we're controlling it, we know that we can provide it to a high standard.
Is this where the chocolate industry is going, into this sort of artisan, hand-packed and high production costs, I imagine?
Yeah, I think there's a divide, and there's people who just want whatever, but I think people are more interested now in how is it made, what's in it, is it good for me, of which there are good qualities. There's just a more knowledge and more interest. And I think people's palates are becoming more refined. So that's a thing that Australia has caught up on. I think a lot more people are going abroad. They're going to Belgium and they're going to France and Germany and trying amazing things. And Australia, like America and New Zealand, have more specialty and boutique locations, and people are really reacting well. So there's more and more popping up.
How do Australian products compare with, say, the Belgian?
I think we're certainly up there. We recently won an award in International Chocolate Awards, so I think that's really good recognition of being on the world stage and coming up with things that are interesting and of really high quality. So I do believe that we're right in there. Like Japan is competing with Scotch, Australia's in there with chocolate.
Now, it's quite expensive. You know, your bars are about $12. Do your customers mind paying that much?
It does depend on the customer, but in general, they don't. They want to support a business that has good ethics, that uses good products, that is upfront with what it does. And particularly in the north side, where people care about health and supporting local businesses, they really react well and want to support us.
What's your biggest selling chocolate?
We sell well in some of the specialty bars, being milk honeycomb and dark salt roasted pistachio. We have an amazing product called Dark Janduja. They're slabs of hazelnut paste with chunks of hazelnut in there with a fudge-like consistency. They move really well. Some of our vegan products, our bean-to-bar ones, are really starting to get more traction. That was one that got the International Chocolate Award, being a 55% vegan Ecuador bar. So that one has gone really well. We also have a vegan white bar using coconut milk and coconut sugar. Those ones are different. They're appealing to health-conscious people, but also they taste really good. So they're tapping into a few different markets.
How did you get into this business?
I was working in hospitality, but I just fell in love with really high-end chocolate and wanted to be advising and tasting regularly without having to actually get dirty and make it. So I put my two cents in and try and consume a little.
Is it hard finding specialty staff to make this high-end chocolate?
I think it is, particularly we have a really expensive, experienced chocolatier called Samantha Becker, and we were really lucky to get her. She's got a wealth of experience and an amazing attention to detail. You know, the companies are knowledge really well. So it's not easy. She can train people, but you need a couple of people at the head to really be able to keep an eye on things, know all the fine-tuned areas of chocolate and what can happen. It's a really delicate process, so even though it can look quite simple, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. And thankfully, if you've got someone who knows what they're doing and is really enthusiastic as well as committed, you know, you're able to wind up with a great result.
What's your favourite?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. You kind of stumped me. We did some really nice... We did a Bolivian 78, which we still have a small supply because that was in small batch. That was a bean-to-bar. I really like our 55 Ecuador bean-to-bar and actually our Nicaragua bean-to-bar. So a lot of our bean-to-bars, they're plain. I think I've gone the other end of caramels and all that and back to plain dark chocolate that's good quality, that's rich, that's got a depth. It also has a really long-lasting flavour on the palate that the more you try and the more refined you get with it, the more you appreciate. And those things really appeal to me more and more. So I think I've gone full circle.
So there is a fine art in eating chocolate.
Yeah, I say so. That's why. That's what keeps me keep on eating it. So, yeah.
Can you eat too much?
I'm absolutely not. I should say that. I do think as well, on that note, with ones that are sort of high percentage, you don't usually crave as much. You really want something nice and rich and filling and good, and they're often high in antioxidants and less in sugar, also high in cocoa butter, but you don't crave as much. You might get something that's good, and some people might say, well, that's more for a bar, and you'll actually have a lot less. And only have, I often will only have a couple of little squares a night. That's more than enough for me because it's such a potent, delicious thing.
So you're not going to eat the whole bar in one go?
I don't think I could, and I'm very well versed in eating chocolate, but that kind of chocolate I don't think works that way, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was our fiercely intrepid reporter, Sue Ahern, with Caleb Fitzgerald of Monsieur Truffle. Did you have any?
I did have a few little tastes there. It was a really hard job,
dark ring around your lip there. And it was good, eh?
Oh, it's beautiful. Actually, there's one that their specialty is, it's almost like a fudge with cashew nuts that come from Italy. And, oh, it's just beautiful.
Oh, I'm having a sugar meltdown just listening to it.